This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From Honolulu, the iHeart Studios, not too far from the sound you heard at the start of those waves off the beautiful blue water, the hibiscus, the incredible amounts of eye candy, I like to call it, as you look right and left, no matter where you are in Waikiki. I am at a wonderful spot right there on the beach. I've spent some time outside of the Royal Hawaiian, one of the oldest hotels on the island, and not too far in the distance, you look down and you can see Diamond Head, and I'm going to hike that sucker. If you don't hear me next week, you know, the old lady got stuck on Diamond Head. Something happened. Because I'm hiking it. I'm doing it. I'm going to hike it. I might even, you know, have to catch a wave or two. Everybody surfs here. It doesn't matter what shape you're in, how old you are. I cannot even believe it. I saw two young girls today that they looked maybe no older than 10. They had those giant boards right there on their back. They had this strap on their leg, and they were just walking for a couple of blocks because I saw them off in the distance to get on the beach like it was no big deal. And I have to tell you, I'm here because I'm so honored. The Hawaii Association of Broadcasters asked me to keynote their luncheon. I'm talking about surviving and thriving in media. And some of you, this show, you've supported this show, and thank you for that, have bought my book. You can get it on Amazon.com. Some of the stories I'll talk about are in my book, which is Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. And there I talk about things that happened to me along the way, but also things I learned from some amazing people. So once again, mahalo for listening to the show. Appreciate the support. Speaking of this show, and I say I'm the voice of reason. I like to fancy myself that. And we talk about what affects you and what affects me in our backyards. I would not like to be affected by the measles. I was racking my brain thinking about the measles, and I never had the measles. I got the vaccination, and I never had it, thank goodness, because when I was a kid, the way they would talk about measles and chicken pox, and so-and-so's not in school because they had the chicken pox, well, what does that look like? Oh, their face is torn up. I was always scared to death about that whole thing. Well, a measles quarantine was ordered Thursday at two public universities in L.A. because they're trying to prevent the spread of this disease, which is incredibly contagious. The order was issued at UCLA and Cal State for students and staff exposed to a confirmed case of measles and who cannot prove they've been vaccinated against the disease. So we're talking about more than 100 people ordered to stay home, avoid contact with others, and notify public health officials if they develop the symptoms. Ooh, they can be so deadly, the measles. People don't realize that. And there's just been an explosion of that. Now, quarantine for the measles, as I understand, could be up to 21 days from the date of last exposure. Because then they have to, you know, backtrack it. Ooh, boy, oh boy. And it's just been a surge in 2019, the amount of people that have come down with the measles. 695 so far in 2019. And if you go back in time, like if we went all the way back to 2010, you had less than 100 cases of the measles. And because it's so contagious, you know, that's where all this danger comes in. And, of course, health concerns, depending on the health of the person, a weakened immune system, you know, that whole sort of thing. A lot of conversation coming out of Washington. You know, it's that who's who with the Democrats because so many are running for president and it's early in the game. But Joe Biden is making a lot of noise. Biden, in the polls, gets a lot of, yeah, I'd vote for Biden over so many of the others that are out there contending. Bernie Sanders would be high on the radar, too. But there's stories about Biden and Anita Hill saying she doesn't accept an apology for the way she was treated during the Clarence Thomas hearings when he was confirmed ultimately to fill the Supreme Court position he now holds decades later. But finally, you know, she says she doesn't understand. She says he doesn't understand the damage he caused. And the former VP had a conversation, of course, with Anita Hill, where he shared his regret for what she endured during that 91 hearings for Thomas. And, you know, all that's coming out. And in an interview with the New York Times on Wednesday this week, Hill declined to call the conversation an apology. She said she thinks Biden doesn't understand the real damage that he did to her and other victims of sexual harassment. She said, "I'll be satisfied when I know there is real change and real accountability and real purpose." Because Biden oversaw, if you don't know this, the then Supreme Court nominee's hearings. He was the guy that ran them, during which Anita Hill testified that Thomas had sexually harassed her. Biden has faced criticism for years over how he handled that role as the Senate Judiciary Committee chair in 1991 when Anita Hill was just being grilled intensely with, you know, probing questions about her accusations against Thomas, etc. So anyway, will this bite Biden in the end? I don't know, because of the time frame, 90s, etc. But Anita Hill did not hold back. And personally, to me, you know, if you think about it, Biden versus the president, what do you think happens in that election? Does the president get reelected? Do we have another two-term president? We've had three in a row. Is Biden the one that's going to change the course of history as far as that's concerned? Or is there a stronger Democrat, or is there somebody else that we don't even know that's going to run that makes it interesting? I mean, It would be interesting to see Biden and Trump square off, I think, in a debate, but what would it look like when the voters go and vote? And, you know, I say this all the time. To me, it's such a privilege to vote. I don't understand why people don't go and vote, even if you're frustrated it's not the candidate you want, etc. If more people voted, if you paid more attention to what was happening in your backyard, by the way, and what was happening nationally, maybe the results, guess what, would be a little bit different. Things would look different if you paid attention and look to see, how does this affect me? How does this affect my community? How does this affect my family? And became a little bit more active. And I know many of you are, because when we talk about voting, I get so many emails about that, and I think that's terrific. And the more people that vote, someday I want to see where the amount of people that vote in this country, it's, you know, the lines are so long that it's unbelievable that you wouldn't even think of not voting. Right now, it's kind of come see, come soft for some people. All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're diving into the mailbag.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Honolulu, and we are diving into the mailbag. I did that earlier today when I woke up. I had some coffee. Remember, there's a weird time difference. I'm just adjusting to it. I'm here with the other, and poor Pauly, boy, he was having a big time of trying to figure out how to get that body clock right. I think the Benadryl answer was perhaps the best one because it's tough when you try to readjust. You know, it was an 8.5-hour plane flight, and we had a mechanical issue when we jumped on our plane, so we had a delay there, had to get on another plane. I'm not complaining because it's amazing that I'm here. And I want to thank a couple of people before we dive into the mailbag. Thanks so much to Jamie Hartnett, who runs the Hawaii Association of Broadcasters, for having me come and speak to their convention crew, their state convention. I'm doing the luncheon, Surviving and Thriving in Media, as I've talked about. I got some great stories lined up for them. And also Jamie Hyatt, the Senior VP of Programming, Honolulu for iHeart, and John Matthews, KHVH. He's the PD of that station. Met John. He made sure we were all set up. And on my other end, back at the mothership, George, for his help in making this all happen, and Kyle and testing, and of course Andy for doing, as always, a fantastic job.
You're welcome.
In the mailbag, I got this one from Johnny, who says, Kate Delaney, are you watching Game of Thrones? Have you been paying attention to what's happening on GOT? It is a great escape for so many of us, and I believe it is a great escape for you. I heard you mention Ireland and seeing some of the sights and talking to somebody who was an extra on Game of Thrones. And so far, I like where it's going. What do you think? Well, you know, it's not going to be a long final season, and I do like it. I'm intrigued as to what's going to happen at the end of this, what kingdom is going to stand, because it would be obvious to be like Jon Snow, right? He finds out that he's the dragon, the mother of the dragons, who he's fooling around with, is related to him, that they're from the same house. So that was kind of a crazy thing. And you know, you got a lot of potential things that could happen between Sansa and Theon, and there's just some nightmare things, because we're thinking there might be a comeback. Tyrion, the little brother Tyrion, is somebody that we've seen kind of hover in the background a little bit, and I think we may hear more from him. And then, of course, the female knighting was a big deal, and that was an interesting, I think, Easter egg that was thrown out there because of the era that we live in. So anyway, when it comes to Game of Thrones, I don't want to give it away, and a lot of people don't pay attention to Game of Thrones, so you have no idea what I'm talking about. It just sounds like gibberish. What is she talking about? Seven kingdoms, and who's going to rule ultimately? Who knows, because I don't watch it. But I got into it. I did, because I like that whole history feeling and the whole knights and all that kind of stuff. So there you go. All right, I got this one on a more serious note from a Big Al, who says, Kate, it's so sad to see what's happened in the same areas again and again, whether it's Texas, Louisiana, or Mississippi. The thunderstorms are ferocious. The hail, the damage is incredible what happens to people. I don't know how they live in some of these areas, especially in Tornado Alley. What do you think? Well, they were saying that Louisiana Tech, they had to close during the day because of a tornado. Went through one of their campuses. No students were injured. That's the good news. And I started my career in a place called Kearney, Nebraska, and I didn't know much about tornadoes. I grew up more in hurricane territory. And they'd have these sirens that would go off. You have to head for a shelter, get in the tub, whatever. And it was scary. It's scary. So as of Wednesday morning, when we started to get the freaky storms, there were 15,000 power outages in Louisiana and 2,700 in Texas. But what really happened is you had 6 inches of rain, you had flooding, you had this tornado that hit Ruston, Louisiana. That's where Louisiana Tech is that I mentioned. That's why they were closed. And 5 people were killed. So 3 people, a mother and her 2 children, died in Texas when their car was swept away, flash flooding. 2 other people from that city I mentioned, Ruston, when a tree fell on their house. And sad, very, very sad. All right, let's move on to another one. This one's from Mac. Kate, your take on Kyler Murray going number 1 in the draft with Arizona, was that a smart move? Well, it goes to that whole saying of, do you take the best person available in the draft, or do you say, I look at my positions and this is what I need? And Cliff Kingsbury knew what he wanted right away, and the Cardinals needed him. So they draft the quarterback with that was the best that was available. And this is smart because of the background. Murray is united again with Kingsbury. They, you know, you got to remember, with Murray and with Kingsbury, you got to think that, okay, this is the reigning Heisman Trophy winner, and he recruited him when he was at at Texas Tech when he was offensive coordinator there. So there's a history. It totally makes sense. The Cardinals have to decide what they're going to do with Josh Rosen, their first pick and starting quarterback in 2018. They didn't trade him before picking up Murray, but Murray is the better of those two. So, yes, my answer is they picked the best person available and a need that they needed to fill. So I think it's going to work out very well for them. But I have a crystal ball that sometimes is broken, so we'll wait and see. All right, how about this one? This one is from Llewellyn. This is a new one. Llewellyn listening to us in Kentucky saying, I laugh so hard when you talk about Jeff Bezos, and I wonder if he's listening to your show. He is the king of everything commerce, as you call him, and those brown boxes are appearing more and more. Do you think eventually it's going to be a drone thing where the box just gets dumped at your doorstep? Oh, if it could happen, he's going to make it happen. This latest deal about taking the things that you want to send back. You don't even have to box them up. You just go to Kohl's and dump them off. They have a return center there. Hey, here's my thing. I mean, how easy is that? That's the thing with returns. Returns to me, my mother was like somebody who never returned anything. If she got something that didn't fit or it was wrong, I don't know in my lifetime if I ever saw my mother return anything. I didn't come from a big return family. But if it doesn't fit or it's not right, you should take it back, or it's not the thing you ordered, of course. And if you can just walk into a store, fill out the form, they look it up, they see it, and you don't have to tape things up and do all that nonsense. I mean, what a smart thing for Jeff Bezos to come up with. And, of course, they've been, you know, hand-in-hand, Kohl's and Amazon now for, I think, a year or two. So this is a great usage of Kohl's and drive people into the store. So maybe they end up buying something when they're there. I don't know how effective it'll be, but maybe it will be. Speaking of driving people and interesting kinds of inventions, coming up next, the great Lon Sefko will join us to talk about what's happening in his world. He is a tinkerer who has managed to really carve himself a nice niche, let's put it that way. As we wrap up the mailbag, thanks to all of you. You can always send your thoughts to me at katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. And whatever it is, whether it's something we've talked about on the show or something happening in your neck of the woods that's interesting that you want me to know about, that's a great way to let us know about it. And once again, thanks to everybody who made it possible for me to broadcast from Honolulu, because I got to tell you, I've been to Maui, and this is my fifth trip to Hawaii, lucky me, but I've never really been through Honolulu. I just passed through Honolulu, so I didn't see anything. But it is a fascinating place. It really is. There's some great history here. And a lot of it has to do with, of course, great beaches, Diamond Head, surfing, great fish. I can't wait. There's a fish here. It's Huma, Nua Nua, Akawapa. Something like that. My husband can say it right. He has to constantly correct me. Hang through, everybody.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump tweeting, "Welcome to the race, Sleepy Joe," as the former Vice President Joe Biden becomes the 20th Democrat to get into the race for 2020. As for word, he doesn't want former President Obama to endorse him. Biden telling reporters,
"I asked President Obama not to endorse, and he doesn't want to. Whoever wins this nomination should win it on their own merits."
Now, earlier, Biden announcing via video he's running, saying our best days still lie ahead.
"I believe history will look back on 4 years of this president and all he embraces as an aberrant moment in time. But if we give Donald Trump 8 years in the White House, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation, who we are, and I cannot stand by and watch that happen."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Very excited to have a chance to talk to Lon Sefko. It's just amazing. Innovator, inventor, best-selling author. Think about this. 2017 Pulitzer Prize nominee, author of multiple, I said that, you know, the author thing, innovative best-selling books. I've read them, the social media Bible. I can't get enough of his stuff, and I'm thrilled he agreed to spend some time with us. I thought we'd talk about Big Brain, because he certainly has one. Lon, thanks for jumping on. We appreciate it.
Oh, how exciting it is to be here. Thank you for thinking of me.
I think the place to start, because there's a lot of roads that we could go down, but I want to talk about the fact that you developed the world's first voice recognition, voice synthesizing, pioneering home automation. I mean, this is brain, big brain stuff. So tell me about that, and how did you know you had really hit on to something spectacular as a person who is, you know, innovative and is an inventor?
Well, I knew I was onto something when it saved somebody's life. So I'm credited with the first computer to save a human life. So Steve Jobs coined that phrase, and I thought it was pretty cool, so it kind of stuck with me. I did it really for fun back in the 70s, way back in the 70s when computers first came out. They had only been out for a couple of years, and I was playing with it. I said, wouldn't it be cool if I could teach a computer to listen to me? And I did. And then I said, wow, how cool would it be if I can get it to talk to me? And then I did. And then I said, can I get it to turn on lights and appliances? So then I said, lamp on. Lamp would come on. Lock door. Television on. Radio off. Call mom. And that was back in the early 80s. And I worked with disabled people, and it started saving their lives, and I built a company around it.
Well, and that company took off like a shot. And, you know, when people think of voice recognition, who do we think of? There's a lot of people. You mentioned Steve Jobs, obviously. And, you know, you look at the archetypes for the Apple Newton and the first PDA. And, you know, as you said, you know, ultimately saving a life. But I think of Stephen Hawking, right?
Well, I actually went over to meet Stephen Hawking to help him with his disability over in Cambridge, and we didn't connect. He was called out of Cambridge at the very last minute. But my last customer that I got to work with was Christopher Reeve, Superman.
And we saw him in interviews. He wanted so desperately to be able to still reach people, and you obviously gave him the ability to do that. What was that like, the light bulb moment? You could see it in his eyes, right, when he was able to do that?
You know, that's the exciting thing, is to see people who have completely lost hope and wanted to die. A lot of disabled people that I worked with would have committed suicide if they could have moved their arms. But then after working with a system where they can, I had a woman without arms typing 48 words a minute. And when you see that, it's just so rewarding.
So when you do something, you know you're helping humans. You're making that connection through the computer. And what you were able to do, how that innovation that you created, where do you go from there? Because you have lots of inventions. In fact, 18 of your inventions are part of the permanent collection of the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C. They even have 30,000 of your personal papers. So they were enthralled enough, and we've seen them. I can't tell you how many times I've been to the Smithsonian, and as you know, they're all housed in different buildings and broken down. But what is it? You just are motivated. You keep going. For all the people that are listening that want to kind of grab on to innovation, how do you do that?
Well, Thomas Edison once said that inspiration is 10% and perspiration is 90%. And I get inspired all of the time. I look around and see things and know how to make them better. I mean, I just get these ideas of how to put things together. And some ideas are, to be honest with you, pretty stupid. But some of them, I think, have merit. So I'll go out and I'll build it or make it or design it or write it. And then I'll test it and see what people think. And if they like it, I'll build a company around it. And next thing you know, it's kind of out there and it's successful.
Yeah. Where do you think we are with technology? Are we at the cutting edge of technology? Is it going to take off even more? Where are we?
Yeah, I have to say it's always going to take off. I thought in 1978 when the Apple first came out and the Commodore was out there and the Osborne for your older audience, I thought we were on the cutting edge of technology. It was amazing what we were doing with computers. And that was 40 years ago, and look at what we're doing now. The most powerful computer, 1978, it probably represents about 3 or 4% of the smartphone that we have in our pocket. So it's going to continue, and it's going to continue at a faster and faster rate. And that's going to make it difficult for us to kind of keep up with. Artificial intelligence is going to become a major part of our life. And I'm proud to say that I was one of the pioneers in voice recognition and voice synthesizing. Of course, we have Siri and Alexa and all the other, the girl in our box in the car that gives us directions. So that technology is here, and it's just going to get more and more sophisticated.
So, in other words, you better jump on, right? Especially we've got a lot of speakers and trainers listening to us, and I don't think you can afford, and you could address this better than me, to say, I just don't do that. I don't do that. I have just handouts, and I can't work with technology.
And I hear that all the time. It was really funny. My wife just absolutely refused to get a smartphone, and she only got her first iPhone when they stopped manufacturing flip phones. So it's inevitable. It's here, and people fought computers. They fought email. They fought the Internet. They fought social media. And if you're going to be in business, if you're going to communicate with other human beings, you have to embrace this technology. It's here, and it's here to stay. So learn it. It's not that bad. People are just afraid because it's something new. But once you turn the light on, all the monsters disappear out of the closet. It's actually easy, and it's fun.
I like that it's easy and it's fun. One of the things that you also do besides make these incredible inventions and set the world on fire with innovation, in your spare time when you're speaking, you know, you're a renowned international speaker. There's no question about that. You teach some of the world's biggest companies, household names that we know, how to harness innovative thinking. What are some of the key elements of what you have discovered really work for you when you're trying to make that breakthrough moment for these companies?
I love teaching innovative thinking. It's what I used to teach before I wrote the social media Bible. So it's kind of my foundation. I was asked by a speakers bureau in 2001. They said, "You're the most innovative person I've ever met. Can you make a keynote or even a whole day training?" And I answered, "Well, yeah, of course. I do innovation all the time." 3 years later, I still hadn't figured it out. They needed a process. And they actually turned it into a process. It's something I call the three C's. The secret to innovation is to study everything around you if you're trying to solve a problem. Look at it from every different angle, every industry. Don't just look at your own industry. If there was a solution, someone would have already figured it out. Henry Ford discovered how to create an assembly line. It changed manufacturing forever. And it gave us the opportunity to make less expensive products, like the car. But he learned it one afternoon, sitting under a tree on a potato farm. He was watching the potatoes go up the conveyor belt and drop into the truck. And he said, "Wait a minute, if I can change out the potatoes for cars, I got something here." And he reduced the price of the car to about $500, and he was making millions of them. So sometimes the solutions are right in front of you. And then give your brain an opportunity to communicate the solutions. Turn off the background noise. You don't have to get in the car and blast your iPhone. Just listen to your own brain, because it's amazing how many good ideas you have in there. You hear them in the shower. You hear them when you are exercising, when you're walking or jogging. You get them at night when you're sleeping. So just listen to yourself.
We started talking about technology, but ironically, turn off the technology to let your brain just kind of marinate with those ideas. I love that, Lon.
That's true. That is so true.
So as you said, you also have one of the books I mentioned, the Social Media Bible, and I think there's a lot of confusion over social media. I mean, I'll admit this. People will say, you have to do everything. You've got to get a zillion people on Instagram, and then, oh my gosh, what are your numbers on Twitter? For goodness sake, look at the President Trump and how many numbers he has on Twitter. And what about Facebook? And I think we become overwhelmed by social media. How do we tame that lion?
That's a big problem for everybody. I mean, not only personally, how do you keep in touch with everybody on every platform? Even for you, getting to your listeners and finding where they are. Every company worldwide, which is why I teach on digital communications worldwide, because everyone is faced with the same problem. First of all, there's too much content. There's too much information coming at us from every single angle. So we're getting desensitized to marketing, to advertising, to tweets, to posts. Everybody's talking, nobody's listening. That's the first problem. Well, what you said was absolutely true. We do kind of have a responsibility, especially if we're in business, to monitor and to communicate on every single platform. The reason is we don't know where the critical mass is. We don't know if your listeners prefer Facebook over Twitter, or they like LinkedIn or Instagram. So you got to kind of be there. You got to test it. You got to see where they are. And then after you test it and get some numbers, you can kind of cut back on some of the platforms that aren't giving you the best rate of return on investment and focus on the ones where the majority of your customers are.
Yeah, great advice. Parting shot. So as we talk about technology, letting your brain have a chance to think creatively, to come up with whatever the next great best speech is or product or whatever it is that you might be doing, what would you like to see happen in the near future when it comes to innovation?
I want everybody to become more innovative. I want everybody to believe that they are innovators. Everybody comes up with great ideas. Think of the number of great ideas that you've come up with in your lifetime. And if you could just figure out what that process is, like riding a bike, playing a piano, and you just practiced it just a little bit, and you were able to come up with really award-winning ideas once a month, once a week, maybe even once a day, how would that change your life? How would that change the world? America, I mean, that's what made this the greatest country in the world for centuries, because we are innovators. We are constantly pushing the boundaries, breaking through that envelope. And I want everybody to continue to do that. Just be as innovative as possible, because we all have it in us. We just just have to know how to do it, and we get to practice.
Lon Sefko, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
By business growth expert Meredith Elliott Powell. She's got a book out called Own It, Redefining Responsibility, Stories of Power, Freedom, and Purpose. Who doesn't want power, freedom, and purpose? That's brilliant. But what I'm intrigued by is those two words, own it. Meredith, first of all, thanks so much for hanging with us. And what does own it mean?
Well, thank you for having me. And own it is exactly the path. All you need to do if you want to find that path to power, freedom, and purpose. I mean, it's right. Really what I want people to understand from reading the book and why I wrote the book is what I hear is leaders saying, wow, just if my employees would do more, and employees saying, what if my leaders would do more, and speakers saying, just if I could get another gig. We're always looking for somebody else to fix the problem, to create our path, or find the strategy. What the book is about, you got everything you need. If you focus it in the right place, you take charge of your life, and you own it.
Yeah, something I like to say, that's brilliant, something I like to say is, what are you not leveraging? And that goes along with what you're saying in a way where people don't, they're looking to somebody else to do it. So whether it's getting another speaking gig, whether it's getting more business in a different way, what I think sometimes people forget, they don't look around, they're in these silos, but they want to throw rocks at the other silos. And I think that's a bigger problem now more than ever. I know you worked in corporate America, and so did I, but I think it's worse. What do you think?
Oh, I think it's way worse. You know, I learned in yoga class of all places, whatever we focus on in life expands. And when you really think about it, it's true. You get only a finite amount of energy. And what I see, the difference between successful people and people that, let's just say, aren't successful or seem to always have an obstacle, it's where they put their time, energy, and their resources. What do you choose to focus on? In your terms, you know, what do you choose to leverage? When you get turned down by a first speaking gig, what do you do with that information? What do you do with that energy? So it really comes down to focus, resilience, and stamina. And all of those, what I think is amazing, are within your control.
Yeah, boy, that's true. I love that. Focus, resilience, and stamina. And so if you focus more, and like you said, in a speaking situation, if you don't get the gig, figure out why you didn't, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can spend a lot of time whining and complaining and saying it's unfair. And believe me, that's a lot of fun. But the problem with being a victim is always being the victim is that's all you're ever going to get. It's all you're ever going to be. Rather than using it as an opportunity to figure out why, to learn from it, and go back to the drawing board, pick yourself back up and go again. You can look at successful people. I mean, people that we think are rock stars. And when they get in there and share their stories, it is full of failure. I am a big believer that, you know, that success really comes down to your ability. Can you get back up more times than anybody else? And are you humble enough to learn, redirect, and refocus your energies?
What happens if we don't own it? What happens if we continue down this path, whether as speakers, trainers, other people just in life in general, corporate America, what happens if we don't start to realize that?
Well, I think if we don't start to realize it, there's always going to be a spread between people who succeed, whatever your definition of success. So I want to put that out there. It's whatever your definition of success is. But if you don't own it, if you don't take ownership and realize that you're 100% in charge of your success, your happiness, and how far you get in life, you are never going to succeed. You're always going to struggle. You're always going to be unhappy. And you're going to be a victim. It's the end of your story. It's the last chapter. It's all you're ever going to be.
All right, so we springboard from that into talking about business growth. Let's start with speaking. So when you do a speaking gig and you hit a home run and everybody comes up and high-fives you, takes a selfie, tells you you're great, maybe they buy some books because you're selling some books or other products in the back of the room, how do you get spinoff? People talk about spinoff, but I don't know that I've heard really, honestly, a successful way that someone's constantly nailing that. What do you do to get more spinoff?
You know, I learned a long time ago, it was one of the very first chapter meetings I went to, even think of before I was a professional member, and I heard Ruby speak. She doesn't even remember this, but boy, she had an impact on me. And she taught us in that session to plant your spinoff within your keynote. So let's say that I go in and I'm speaking about employee engagement or I'm speaking about leadership. To work into my talk that I also speak about sales or that I'm a coach or that I'm a certified strategist, to really put those pieces in there. I cannot tell you how much business that has brought me. I did that yesterday in Phoenix. I've worked in a piece on the sales talk that I do. I was there talking about employee engagement, and they spoke to me right afterwards about they were interested and wanted to know about my sales strategy. So I think that's really number one. Start to plant the other things that you can do when you're talking to the meeting planner within your keynote. And then, the second thing is you got to realize follow-up's up to you. I mean, people come up and they go, oh, my God, you're amazing. We love you. We want you for our next speaking gig. Do not go home and expect them to call you, because when they left your keynote, they got home, their kid got a D on his exam, mother fell and broke their hip, and everything went crazy. You've got to stay in the game, and you've got to have a strategy to stay visible for those people. So I always say that the sale starts at the end of the keynote.
Boy, I think that's really, really true. And I think there could be also a timeline for that. Things happen. Sometimes you can't. Maybe you have back-to-back gigs or someplace else that you're rushing off to. But you can't let it linger for too long, can you?
No. In fact, I always say you've got to have a strategy for how you stay in touch. I mean, I've got an 8 to a 10 point system of how I'm going to stay in touch with people. So, there's that natural first, great, so glad you're interested in me speaking. What else, what other information? How can I learn more about you? If they don't respond to that, you've got to have other ways to stay visible with them. And that's, invite them to a webinar, send them some type of piece of information. Always, always connect with people on LinkedIn. I can't tell you how much residual business I've gotten from that. The other is that always recommend another speaker, because you recommend another speaker. This happened to me for a group of financial advisors. I recommended another speaker. She did the job, and she planted the seed for me to go back in and do their next conference. And we tossed it back and forth, I don't know, maybe about 4 times. So I think there can be strategy in that as well.
Yeah, and it's interesting. You say you have this, 8 to 10 point system. Does it include I like the webinar idea, white paper. What else can you, because sometimes it doesn't work. So you write a great note and they say, oh, it was terrific. I'd love to bring you in and let's talk about it. And then, as you say, they get super, super busy. So you got to figure out, I think you have to sit down with a calendar. I'm sure you do this. And you think about how many weeks. Okay, I reached out 2 weeks ago. Now I need to reach out again in another 2 weeks or another 10 days. Do you do that?
Oh, yes. I'm ridiculously type A personality. So if you run into me at an NSA meeting, certainly come up. I'm happy to share exactly what I do with you. Yeah, but it's anal. It's straight on point. It's ridiculously disciplined. But it is 8 to 16 steps, and I have them written down, and I have them calendared. And I customize it a bit, but it's exactly, what you said. I have a webinar that I invite them to. I always connect with them on LinkedIn. I send them something relevant to the last thing that we discussed. I comment or send a note about a conference that they've got coming up, and the list goes on from there. But I go ahead and I plan it. If people don't take anything else from this, time that we're talking, get off this interview and plan a follow-up strategy. Just when you do a speaking gig and 20 people come up and go, oh, my God, you're amazing, I've got to have you, be ready to go with 10 to 12 ways you're going to stay in touch with them so that you stay visible without being annoying, because that's the trick. You've got to stay visible without being annoying. If you call them every couple of months and say, I'm ready, are you ready, guess what? You're annoying. They don't want to do business with you, and you don't want to do business with them.
Right. Yeah, so it's not about just pounding the phone. It's about some other strategies for sure. All right, that's terrific.
It's about building relationships is what it's about.
Yeah, it is. It is relationships, absolutely. Meredith Elliott Powell, again, Own It. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Say hello, I said down. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.